USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is slowly moving up the East Coast, expected to bring strong storm surges and hazardous conditions to the Carolinas and moving up towards Virginia. Jennifer Adams lives along the coast in South Carolina.
You do live in a place where there's hurricanes, so you have to expect it. It's like complaining about tornadoes in Oklahoma. The high tides are tomorrow around the same time that it's supposed to be parallel to the coast of us, and that's just a big mix of the worst possible conditions. I know this place floods anyway when it rains really bad, so I honestly don't know what to expect here.
Investigators believe they have recovered all but one of the victims from the dive boat fire on Monday. That boat went up in flames, killing 34 people. Now the Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to figure out what exactly happened. NTSB's Jennifer Homendy tells Fox News there's a lot to do.
Collecting a number of documents and other data, our focus is raising the vessel from under the water.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The resolution was introduced in July after a mass shooting at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in California, and it was approved unanimously this week. Supervisor Catherine Stefani introduced the resolution and says in a statement, quote, "The NRA exists to spread pro-gun propaganda and put weapons in the hands of those who would harm and terrorize us." She goes on to say, "Nobody's done more to fan the flames of gun violence in America than the NRA. The NRA has called the passage of the resolution a great big publicity stunt."
A new study says vegetarians may be at a higher risk of a stroke than people who eat meat. The study published this week from Oxford University found that vegans and vegetarians have a lower chance of coronary heart disease than meat eaters, but they also have a 20% higher risk of a stroke. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The man accused of killing an off-duty Detroit police officer will stand trial, but not on first-degree murder charges. Eddie Johnson allegedly shot and killed Elaine Williams in her suburban Detroit home in June. Prosecutors urged the judge to charge Johnson with premeditated murder.
There is no other reasonable conclusion for probable cause purposes about what this man's intent was when you shoot somebody in the back, when you shoot them twice in the back, when you shoot them at close range in their head.
Legislators in two western states are pushing measures that would require clergy members to report confessions of child sex abuse to authorities. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
Senator Jerry Hill of California and Congresswoman Angela Romero of Utah want their states to join about a dozen others in treating members of the clergy the same as a number of other professions, including teachers, doctors, and social workers, who are required to inform law enforcement when they learn a child has been abused. Opponents say mandatory reporting would undermine religious freedom. Romero said cases of sexual abuse involving ecclesiastic leaders are covered up too often, which denies justice to the victims. She said her bill won't target any specific religious institution or group. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.